girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yeah, dude. Happy Memorial Day.
It's Memorial Day.
Memorial.
What is Memorial Day? What is that?
It's come on. It's where you remember why you have the freedoms you have.
Man. Darren doesn't give a shit.
He said fuck Memorial Day, Jerry.
Darren doesn't give a shit about anything.
Why should we have off on a day like Memorial Day?
Except for the sweet sounds of CKY.
Yeah, we've been working on that. It's going really cool. We're doing it at my studio, and we just laid down a lot of really neat stuff, dude. Everybody's excited.
Did you bring anything for us today to listen to?
It's occasional.
Did you notice the cold sore on my lip?
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything in front of Missy just in case she gave it to you.
No.
Or if it was like something.
Yeah, what's up with your herpes, with your little big-ass cold sore?
And then I find out that he had herpes of the dick. I would much rather
I'd rather have it on my dick, dude. At least it's hidden on my finger. Dick. You got it on your fucking lip. It's
yeah, but then
down
you can't even
neck.
Go out and fuck.
But you can't fuck with it on your lip because you're basically saying, hi, I have herpes.
Yeah,
at least I'm secretly saying I have it. I bitch don't even see it, you know?
Yeah, she'll find out soon enough.
I know.
Yeah, but at that point...
You're going to have a big-ass scab on your dick.
Let me take you home.
At that point, I've already made entry, and I'm ready to come.
Holy shit. Not the lights.
The way the ball bounces, babe.
When you're up to your girlfriend, don't you think of when the Delaware whores lick the cum off of the girl's face?
And now, pretty much, I think most guys out here can relate. When you've been with your broad for so many years... It becomes monotonous and old. So therefore, you have to think of different things in your head while you're banging your bitch out. So I have thought of, and all I keep thinking of, is the best sex I've ever had upstairs in this house. Two Delaware whores.
Dude, what room? I've slept in there probably.
In the middle.
I knew it.
It's actually where Bam's old room is now.
The closet?
F it,
no, it's actually right where your bed is because my room was there. Remember?
I just sleep on the editing room floor.
Right, so check it out. I'm having the best threesome I've ever had in my life with two fucking beautiful women. And I come all over the one broad's face and the other girl just licked every bit of it off of her face. Yeah. I mean, that's like porno
Becky's
stuff.
Becky's a sex fiend, dude.
Dudes, I mean, people pay money to see a show like that, and I was living it.
Yo, Becky, yeah, Becky did
Becky.
Lick
it. Becky licked it?
Yo, Becky licked it off of Amy's face, and like just was so in love with my
girl.
Cheers beers with me right now. That's how Becky basically just humps dudes.
Yeah.
How I cheers beers is yeah. How she humps dudes.
How we say hi, nice to meet you, she's like, hi, my legs are spread, fuck me.
It's true. And I think we need girls like that, though.
I took her to meet my mother. What was I thinking?
Are you kidding me?
I took her down to Mersey Hospital to nuclear medicine to meet my mother, who's a supervisor.
Let me guess what she was wearing. High heels, short skirt, and a stripper bra with...
yeah, one of my lady...
Fishnets. No top.
And they had the best fake tits. I mean, they had a great doctor for them things. But my mother said the only thing missing was a fish swimming around in the soles of her shoes. You know how strippers act.
Who do they do?
Strippers have like fucking goldfish. You never seen?
No.
Yeah.
I don't go to the strip.
I took you to the strip joint. Skin, I took you to.
You're not allowed to go.
No, I could go. I just don't.
He just gets herpes here at home. Oh,
not really.
We should go up to
what
is that Al's Diamond Cabaret.
I've never been there.
It's
you
fun.
You can bring your own beer there.
Want to go there tonight?
Fuck yeah! I got my lawyer too. I won't get in no trouble. Well, though.
Yeah. Wait, hand him the microphone. This is Novak's lawyer here, and
Bill Butler.
Do you know what kind of person you're representing?
Do you get mad when he doesn't show up for his court dates because he's all hopped up or hopped down?
I just reflect it in the bill, that's all.
I've called him so many times and he can't understand a word I'm saying.
Yeah, Novak's bills must be like 67 cents, 33 cents. Like, what can you afford?
I bet Novak probably calls at like 4 in the morning and thinks it's a wise decision. Yo, Bill, what's up with that thing? Are we getting any money from it or what?
Bill, how many hide-up conversations have we had?
Hide-up? Why, Bill?
Well, I was high. Bill was sober.
Bill, have you ever been on heroin?
Not today.
He's a smart man. He's a lawyer. He knows how to answer these questions.
I'm thinking about being a lawyer just in case CKY tomorrow. Doesn't work out.
I got court tomorrow.
You ever heard of CKY? You have court tomorrow?
Oh, I don't have court tomorrow?
No, next 3 days, but not tomorrow.
what are they for? What's the court dates for?
What difference does it make?
Yeah, it's a good lawyer. Yeah.
Why? Because you're going to win either way or what?
Talking his way around.
His lawyer, they had me locked up in a jail one time. I had to do a weekend. And then right before they released me, they say, oh, you got to be transported to Baltimore City with a no bail warrant, which means I have to sit in there. And my lawyer's the only guy who goes to the judge's house and has him sign a piece of paper to get me right out on the spot. This guy knows all the judges, man. If you need a lawyer, talk to him.
Oh, I thought he was your lawyer for your book deal, dude.
No.
That's what I thought was funny. I thought he was like trying to set you up at like a TV
criminal
show.
Lawyer.
It's like criminal lawyer. Oh.
I thought he was trying to give you a fucking TV show.
How many lawyers
show.
Do you need?
Shit, fuck. I don't know.
That wasn't a number, dude. It's not that was just a couple curse words.
So,
how many? Shit, fuck. Now, probably about three. All right. Fucking bam, you want to play a song?
Yeah, let's go with that Placebo song. Being they just wrote me a brand new song for the Viva La Bam CD.
Really?
Number 2 coming out. Yeah.
So when's the second one come out?
Clutch also did. I think Children of Bodom's doing it as well.
No shit,
dude. Everybody's just making new songs. It's
for awesome. Your album.
Just for the Viva La Bam's number 2.
When's the release date on that?
I'm claiming 2-3 months.
No shit.
No, dude. 2008 is great.
2008's great.
It's yeah,
great.
Dude.
The Sweet Sounds have anything new for that?
Masturbate in 2008, baby.
What's up with the Sweet Sounds? You gonna give us a song?
Sweet Sounds, you gonna put someone?
I'll check it out. I mean, this shit's rigged.
I am not writing any songs on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
He doesn't pick a pen up on all this right. day, does he?
Kick ass, motherfucker, you Novak. This is Placebo on Radio Bam Faction 28. Play it, Murray.
Dragon! on and you've tuned in to Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Yeah. Hello?
It's really loud.
Yeah.
Why is it so loud?
You think you're playing the sweet sounds for the audience?
This ain't the sweet sounds. It was too loud to be a sweet sound.
Fact is, they were supposed to play the bumper from before the show starts, but
they
fucked
up.
Do we need to even play that every time? I mean, how entertaining is it? You've done 500 shows. What's that mean?
I don't know. I just knew there was a bell on the A-Rab.
What do you guys love?
Very dressed up.
Jihad.
Yo. The reason why Novak's here is because I picked him up in Baltimore yesterday to go to a sweet 16 birthday party in Hagerstown, Maryland. But I usually say no to that stuff, but the dad threw himself under the bus and goes, I'll give you $20,000 in cash if you show up for 2 hours and sign autographs and say hi to all the people at the party.
Yeah, fucking go.
I was like... Dude, I was thinking to myself, I was like, you threw yourself under the bus, homeboy, because I would have done
it
for
$5,000
in cash. Dude, I never have cash. Like, I really don't. Like,
we go to the bar.
I had one Mac card, and I lost it, and then I recently got another one, and then I just lost that one, too. So I can't take money out. I can only just swipe the credit card through. So if I have cash, if some dude's like, I'll give you $5,000 in cash, I'll come
down. Fuck yeah.
But he threw himself under the bus and gave his money.
This dipshit goes to the bar and he's fanning himself with all $20,000. He acts like a fucking kid in the candy store who never had a dollar. He's like, look at all this money. He's fucking throwing it up in the air. Fucking A-Rab he is.
It was a nice big stack of hundos.
Yeah, I was going there.
Did he give it to you when you showed up?
Right when I showed up, he's like, so who's the accountant? Novak's like, me. I'm like, no.
I'm like, anybody
but him. Anybody but him.
I tried my hardest to get on that one, dude.
You know what? It was surprisingly fun, though.
It was good. I made out with the fattest bitch in the house.
Oh, you did.
Oh, this bitch, I don't know how I got myself in this situation, but I was knee-deep in her fucking...
Did you close your eyes and think about the Delaware whores?
Hey, I was just loaded off that Jack Daniels at the time. Right?
Yeah. He's like, what do you guys need? I was like, a big, big bottle of Jack. He's like, all right, I'm going to go to
the... He comes back with three of them. He was a perfect party host.
Well, you love that shit.
Yeah.
Like you love party hosts.
Hey, especially good party hosts. The kids were offering us drugs. The dad was offering us liquor. Fuck.
Were they?
Weed and shit.
Yo, as Novak's lawyer, would you think that this is a bad idea for him to be talking about this on, like, radio that goes around the world?
Talking about what?
There we go. That's why I got him.
Talking about what?
He pleaded the fifth on that one.
Jesus. What about this fat girl?
I don't know. Somehow.
I remember,
just,
you, dude, she was loving
in
it,
the
too.
Mix, they were all coming around, and it happened like with a blink of an eye.
It was a really organized, like,
they had
autograph signing.
Security and everything, security. Yeah. And the dad was like a biker.
It was weird.
How heavy was she?
Who was security?
She was about good 250, 280.
They hired security for it.
Yeah,
it was really weird.
It's bad news.
It was just like in a development, too. The house was in a development, and wasn't that just a weird-ass scene?
It was
in Hagerstown. Yeah, like in a cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac.
And it was in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Hagerstown.
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 It was in the middle of nowhere.
We went so out of our way to come get you.
I know. It's because you love me. I thought it was going to be a big mansion or something. Yeah. It was just an ordinary house.
Such a fun
one. I actually had a pretty good time.
It was fun.
I was sipping on that Jack like a champion.
I know. Who are Jack Daniels and myself to you?
We got Missy loaded.
One of us.
You don't remember either?
We had to bring you down to our level for a minute.
Down.
Then I felt sick. Down.
Car ride home. Bring you up to our level, baby. Down.
It was a good time.
So, dude, it's Memorial Day. How can we not out at the beach or playing badminton or some shit?
I don't know, dude. That's fine. I'd rather just sip on a brewski.
You don't like badminton?
I used to like badminton in gym class.
Volleyball?
Badminton. Fuck volleyball.
Disc golf.
Dude, you know what?
I like
badminton.
Disc golf. Because
the birdie always went slow and you could hit it really fast. Remember that shit?
Babe.
We should set one up.
For my birthday, I went badminton. Like a whole with the net and everything.
Do I still have to get you a present for my birthday next weekend?
Yeah, what did I want?
What did you want for her?
Oh, that luggage.
Oh, yeah, you were going to buy me this skeleton luggage.
You don't carry luggage. Who are you fooling?
It has wheels on it.
It has wheels. Like, you're going to pull luggage.
I have to get him a present for my birthday.
You married a real asshole. We do need a badminton court, though.
What's today's date?
23rd.
Memorial Day.
The 28th.
28th.
The 23rd.
28th.
Memorial Day.
You're a week behind, homo.
I was a year off. I filled this paperwork out the other day. I put 5/22/06, and the lady said, it's 07, son.
Remember that annoying ass fuck at Kildare's today?
Yeah, I was going to say something about him because he had beachcomber sandals on.
Yeah, he was prime time Memorial Day.
Yeah, he's sitting by a fucking grill right now. With some
hot dogs. Yeah, I pull up, I park right at Fairman's, and this guy comes over. He's like,
"Bam, what's up?"
They're talking so slow too.
It's like
basically saying that he going to film school and he wanted me to buy his movie script and
so that he could work
he's
for
a
you.
Writer and you know I could just pay him in cash one big lump sum
and then he'll work for you.
Yeah, like he's like.
But you if could, you didn't buy it, Rob Zombie was gonna buy it.
Yeah.
So you bought it, right,
hey, man? If you don't want it, you know Rob Zombie's like itching to buy it. Yeah, right. That faggot doesn't know Rob Zombie.
He's never even heard the album.
But you did buy it. Right.
I should have been like, oh, really? That's funny because I have Rob Zombie's phone number in my phone right now. Why don't we just give him a call and find what's your script name again?
Yeah,
what's the name
maybe of the script? We could go halves on.
Let's see what we thought about this.
And then he goes, now the one script is kind of like a sci-fi comedy horror type thing.
Everything.
You know, it's got else? Everything in it. And then another thing that I'm working on is just pretty much like ordinary TV.
Yeah.
Well, sign me up for the ordinary TV.
I want the ordinary where the ratings. And the funny thing was, he's like, you know, since you don't want it, maybe like I could pitch it to you for practice, you know, because I know your time is like nothing and you don't have nothing to do with your time, so you'll be practice for me, man. Like you went to practice, like you practice on your grandmother.
The most annoying thing was.
Yeah.
He walked a block and a half with us against our will. And remember there was that dull moment of 5 seconds of silence?
And you stared at the ground the whole time.
I was just looking in the corner of my eye at you, and I could just see you like chuckling, like, I can't believe you're putting up with this.
I just kept staring at his gay-ass sandals. Did you see the hippie sandals he had on? He was going to the beach in those things.
If we would have had to go half
a hairy beach.
If we were walking to Tekka instead of Kildare's, I definitely would have told him to fuck off.
He would have walked with us against.
It would have, yeah, against our will. If he would have kept walking and chit chatting, I would have been like, dude, you know what, dude, just fuck off.
He was steady walking upstream, no matter what you said to him. He wasn't taking over. And he's like, you know,
yeah,
Westchester wants me to teach their class on script writing, but I can't do that because then they'll think I'm stealing ideas from the students.
Yeah.
You stupid fuck. No one even knows who you are. You
know.
You're too old to go to school. He looked like he's in his mid-40s.
Yeah.
He was living the dream of a college kid.
Oh, my God, man. It was so fucking annoying.
I'm sorry I missed that.
No, you're not. No.
What were you guys doing at Kildare's this morning?
And he was just like the most annoying dude.
A beer.
We did one beer.
No, we did a Strongbow.
It's a beer, right?
It's a cider.
It's a cider, actually.
Is there alcohol content in it?
Hell yeah.
So it's a beer.
beer.
Yeah, that's what I said, a beer.
It's Memorial Day.
Well, good. Yeah. I'm glad you exhibited some sense of self-control.
Sweet Memorial 16, Day, represent.
Man. Represent it.
I think it was actually a graduation.
It was a graduation.
It just sounds funnier to say a Sweet 16.
I didn't want to correct you on your radio show.
Remember I tried to get the Sweet 16 bitch to get on the table and start dancing when we got there?
Remember? Oh, and then once we were there for officially 2 hours, I was like, Hannah, let's get the fuck out of here. He's like, man, you fucking ripped me out of that place. I was going to lay the actual Sweet 16 girl. You were not going to hump her. Yeah, well, if you didn't rip me out so fucking fast, maybe I would have.
What'd you do with the last 2 hours?
There's always an excuse.
Hannah almost gets pussy every day.
Dude, he almost got pussy when we filmed the Sorority Rager. He chilled with this girl for 2 days straight. She stayed at my house and everything.
Are you serious?
I'm like, dude,
he helped entertain her.
Yeah. Huh? I was like, dude, she stayed at this house, this very house,
way.
For 2 days straight. You better have got pussy.
Yeah.
He goes, I gave her a massage and she was
hit. Oh, my God.
Close
what
the deal.
A faggot.
What pleasure do you get out of giving a massage to a half-naked girl?
Hannah just likes going home with a hard dick.
It's like rubbing lotion on a girl at the beach in a bikini.
It's just like dry hump me so I can go home with a hard dick. That's what Hannah likes. He just likes to hump a
clothes. Why
didn't
he just pay $20 for a fucking lap dance in Turks?
And just jerk it in the bathroom to a fucking porno mag. God, Hannah. Man,
you would, you would be better off just jacking off to a porno.
He'd be better off probably gay, because gay guys love to fuck. He'd get ass every day of his life if he was gay.
Babe, let's go to the strip club tonight.
Hey, I'm in.
Can we go to the strip club tonight?
It's Memorial Day. That's what you do.
Show and tell. I don't understand.
I can't go there.
I don't want to go there. It'll,
show and tell is not crazy.
What about risque?
One of my friends' girlfriend works at show and tell, so I think it'll be really weird if she's like rubbing her ass against my face. Sticking lollipops in her puss. Let me
and have you sucking. Do girls do that?
Big time.
And what, your weird porns you have?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend, when she was dating Joe, well, she's dating him again, but...
Didn't she live in the basement with that dude?
In Montreal, I stayed in the hotel, and he went to the strip club with all the buddies, and this one girl stuck an ice cube in her puss and then made him suck it, and she found out, dude, she broke up with him, dumped his ass, all this shit. I'm like...
Did you ever get head from a bitch when she had ice cubes in her mouth?
Yes.
That's great, isn't it? You should try it, miss. Take notes.
When was the last time you did it?
Oh, it's been a while since I did it. I just have ordinary sex these days.
Take notes, bitch.
It's cool, though. Crushed ice in your mouth. Suck on his knob.
I mean, I don't know.
Just kidding, miss.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Sounds like you want to do it.
I did have it done before. I did have it done before. It was fucking brilliant.
How do you like girls lick your minging ass, dude?
I feel bad for the
bitch.
You have a
muffin.
You do have a really scary looking butt.
I just took the minginest shit before the show. I definitely lost about 10 pounds. And I was straining so hard that my asshole is definitely an Audi right now.
And I'm that's like, what a hemorrhoid.
I'm like, man.
Like it's a belly button for the herpes.
And I could definitely get a bitch to lick it.
You have ass herpes and dick herpes, and you're busting on my lip.
Your lips, look at...
It doesn't even look that bad.
Yeah, dude, I drank out of that.
You're right. Mine doesn't look that bad.
We were having a party here one night. I was like, yo, Missy, throw down that backtrack. She's like, say that out loud. I'm like, who cares? What's the big deal? Like,
I always get so nervous when I watch TV.
I don't care, though, you know? Like, I really don't care what people think.
Well, you're already married.
She's like, that's the type of pill that you're supposed to keep in a secret. I was like, I don't fucking care.
The type of pill you keep a secret.
No, there was like 10 people sitting at the kitchen table with him. Missy, throw me my
bell
trap.
Do you really take it?
Okay.
Well, not really, but if I have one of these, then I will.
I always get nervous sitting with my girlfriend on the couch when we're watching TV and the herpes commercial comes on, because I never want her to ask me if I have it, because I do have it, and I'm like, fuck, please.
You have dick herpes,
doesn't she
though.
Listen to this show?
Herpes is herpes.
Yeah, but no, you have it
not.
On the dick.
Yes, it is.
Bullshit.
Yes, it is.
That's bullshit. You have face herpes.
You can get dick herpes from getting a blowjob.
Yeah, but a herpes a herpes.
Yeah, but you can get dick. You can get dick herpes from a mouth.
Yeah,
if you get mouth ones on your dick and dick ones.
We'll be right back. many, I don't want you no more. Your life was a bad, I'm so fucking bored. Now I'm leaving just to get away.
that tear my heart into a tune. I'm killing loneliness. Nailed to a cross together.
Serious 28 Faction, bitch.
Music power.
Yo, my method for my musical madness. Move and motivate those with musical talents. Beat it in bold print. Down. Lick a shot, hip hop, when we in your town. Master blast the sound. Reach the future, far from here and now. We'll stop. Release the grease, the peace. Bubble with the beat, they're feeling the heat in the streets. Now each one, teach one, each one. Young gun on one, listen to the warrior's drum. Beating up the block with the ghetto hop, the knock, and make you wanna crash your spot and the lock explode. Boom. The alpha and omega code, with drum rolls and old soul. We uphold and foretold scores of 6 years ago. Fast flow from G-Rap to cool mode. Super syllable, major to the minimal. Every individual bows to the tip of yo. Lungs collapsing, raps be trapped in. The only way to make it happen, jaw jabbing fast.
Yo, I'm the hot dog, the runner, hottest monologue install. Poetic inserts and yes, y'all. My speech is like holding two blocks a piece. The outreach, that rock police. The super adventure member, tenor for something. The bitches women rewrite the Emmy winner. Get hype off any printer. And I came to get it, hit it. Like Operation Push, operate the tush black. I can push the soul. And in a terry planet patrol, I'm planning my goal. And lo and behold, it's the rubber dock. Ready to rock, rock. Don't stop, hops, I knock like the lumberjack chop, chop. The wordsmith, for writing block letters. A curse for circus, service, surface. And watch how the brother get over. The fly casting over with the frankincense odor.
Yeah.
bear witness. Don't wear riches and make career bitches. Share bitches when the ears get this. Your brains just talk weird glitches. Splatter your brains. Leave scattered remains of matter and stains. That'll explain how you was battered and slain. I get rude and go to your show and use a roll. Fans to boo and throw you off till you lose your flow. A pro mean they Joe Green when I blow steam. Put your whole team of balls, they cold green. They show laughter when I flow faster. Your whole half to go after her weed from the breeze when I blow past you. I'm dapper plus ghetto and just pedal. When the dust settle, we left in the rubble and the crushed metal. Nurses with hearses, sit like a verse with lit hearses. Spit fire, make it burst a bit. Try me like a Osama, Odama. I'm a cause trauma and homicides. When a collide like a kamikaze. Kane, baby, walk hard to PJX. On streets of Brooklyn, I'm a crew of D-Zeps. On streets of LA, I'm a whole E-set. On tracks with Jurassic, I beat a G-Rex. Still that Gucci dressing, still that coochie pressing. My pimp game smooth to get some, I don't use discretion. Top tens do be stressing, fuck explaining it, who's he testing? Mental performer, physical forms. Leave your ass shaking like a mystical song. Please, now what type of shit was you on? Cause man, to compress a nigga means one less a nigga, huh? All I want is my niggas over Cooper and Slimmy. All I want is my liver all polluted with Remy. Do it with any, bring it, I face off, huh? Turn you out your league like Jordan was with baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Your majesty, word flash, photography, third class economy, blaze flash, your artery, nerve dashed anatomy, blurred past dramatically, earth hash, my word splash, packed agility, never predictability, maneuvers of mind, fully designed, cause I'm true to the rhyme, we do the supply, cracking your backbone, attacking you whack clones, vernacular, right in exact, capital rap zone, to come back, rebel assault rifle, we fight like Stokely Carmichael, no, we just like you. And make me tell it what we might do. Ain't no joke. Revoke the right to reverse the see mercy with the king. Asiatic and Percy P. Ain't heard the worst of me. I'm to your chest 3D. Spit venom and burn your body like a STD.
Put 20 on the next, bro. I'm stepping to me wrong. I mess around and make a eulogy my theme song. This might seem wrong, but this is a mean song. Crushed like King Kong and just like ping pong. Back and forth, I spit my all and toss. It's time to floss. My verbal affirmation is to always go off. When syllables slide, you'll be enjoying the vibe. When considering pride, it's J5. With another deadly, deadly camera action, yo, we heavy. Aim steady, slash machete, Maserati, engine ready. Good and plenty, don't be petty, count the fatty and we jetty. Off to another city, where we do our nitty gritty. We wild as Serengeti, tear it down like Stephen Zeddy. Get ready for the ride, verbally hang glide. Right and stay tied, missions inside. Murderer worldwide, the stage is show night.
What's the time?